This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV. Five things you need to know in about 10 minutes for Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. I'm Derek Gilbert. Item number five today, Joe Biden. The president clearly cannot keep up with his Marxist handlers inside the White House. He was asked about proclaiming Easter Sunday as Trans Day of Visibility, and Biden flat out denied it. This according to a report in Real Clear Politics by Philip Wegman. I didn't do that, Biden reportedly said. And when he was asked about House Speaker Mike Johnson's claim that he had, Biden replied, and I quote, he's thoroughly uninformed, end quote. Well, gee, I don't know. It's pretty clear from whitehouse.gov that Joseph R. Biden Jr., President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in him by the Constitution and laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim March 31st, 2024 as Transgender Day of Visibility. Even his X feed, formerly Twitter, doubled down on this, saying, yes, look, we see you, you are loved, you are valued, et cetera, et cetera. Which means that either President Biden is thoroughly uninformed. I mean, it's disturbing enough that Biden's handlers felt emboldened enough to declare this for the very first time on the same year that March 31st happened to coincide with this most sacred day on the Christian calendar. I mean, Resurrection Sunday. Read 1 Corinthians 15. Paul makes it clear. Without the resurrection, the physical bodily resurrection of Jesus, everything else is meaningless. But set that aside. Set it aside. President Biden either does not know what his handlers are doing in his name in terms of official proclamations and who knows what else, or he does, but he's incapable of remembering what he did literally the day before. And this should disturb you regardless of where you are on the political spectrum. President Biden should never have run for president in 2020. He should have been allowed to retire and just gracefully enjoy his golden years at his home in Delaware. This is disturbing on a number of levels. Topic number four, Mexico. In a recent interview with 60 Minutes, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who prefers to be known as AMLO, A-M-L-O, he issued some what can only be characterized as blackmail demands to the Biden administration. They are as follows. One, Obrador says the U.S. must now send $20 billion in essentially bribery payments to Latin American nations. Many of them are corrupt and dysfunctional, this apparently to keep their people at home. Number two, AMLO demands amnesty for the vast numbers of illegal Mexicans who are illegally in the United States right now. Three, he requires America to lift sanctions on Venezuela, which is now part of the China-Russia access. Who knows, Biden might do it anyway if it'll lower oil prices before the election. And four, AMLO further requires the U.S. to stop its long embargo of communist Cuba. And what, AMLO was asked by 60 Minutes, would happen if the U.S. refused to bow down to his blackmail threats? Obrador snapped, quote, the flow of migrants will continue, end quote, which suggests that Mexico could, in fact, stop these human caravans coming northward from Ecuador through Colombia, through the Darien Gap, through Panama. They could be stopped. He just doesn't want to because it serves his own purposes. Now, why is AMLO so feisty all of a sudden? Well, for one thing, he was able to basically allow 10 million illegals to transit Mexico and enter the United States without any problem. And that's just since Joe Biden took office in January of 2021. He believes that with the existing 50 million foreign-born Americans, American residents anyway, America is rapidly becoming a country of enough Latin American expatriates to ensure that Mexico has a great deal of influence over American policies. America's melting pot is turning into a tribal salad bowl where the various components in the country are fighting one another on a tribal basis for handouts from the federal government. That is essentially what is happening to the United States. AMLO may not have liked Donald Trump, but he at least was afraid enough of him to leave, you know, alone, not try to provoke him. He clearly has no respect for Joe Biden and Biden's handlers inside the White House. Topic number three, Israel, Iraq, and Iran. A significant first in the Gaza war, marking what appears to be an escalation. A drone slammed into a naval base in Israel's southernmost city of Eilat. This drone was apparently launched from Iraq. Had to cross the airspace of a couple of other nations, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, on its way to Eilat. The IDF said its statement had identified a suspicious aerial target that breached Israeli airspace from the east before making an impact in the Eilat Bay area, damaged a hangar at the Eilat naval base, but no casualties. Reuters reported a claim of responsibility from a prominent Iran-backed Shia militia in Iraq called the Islamic Resistance. The type of longer-range and more sophisticated drones needed to launch this kind of an attack from such a distance, probably supplied by Iran. Now, this happened very early Monday morning, prior to the deadly attack by Israel on Iran's embassy in Damascus. A precision strike, because Iran's embassy is right next door to Canada's embassy in Damascus. The death count now in that strike at 8, two officers in Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps taken out, and Iran now threatening Israel, saying, "You will see hell." Again, things appear to be escalating. You have to wonder if the attack in Damascus, which occurred apparently after the attack in Eilat, was a response to what had happened in Eilat. Topic number two, digital tyranny. Amazon just launched new tech that makes it far easier to sign up for its palm scanning payment service. Currently, you have got to go to one of Amazon's physical locations, but they can scan your palm once you're in their system, and you can pay that way, your palm scan, your biometric data, linked to your bank account, debit card, what have you. But this new app lets first-time users of the Amazon One biometric payment service sign up for it at home as you're on the website, Amazon.com. You take a photo of your hand and upload it to Amazon's servers. Of course, the benefit being convenience. All you got to do is just, you know, do the deal and then you're good to go. Of course, there are privacy concerns here and privacy experts calling this a terrible idea, some anyway, because there are few laws to hold big tech firms accountable for keeping that kind of data safe or from preventing them from selling it to others or abusing it in other ways. This, in effect, could turbocharge the handing over of biometric data to Amazon, which is a company with a history of data leaks and breaches. What could possibly go wrong? Much of the new criticism centers on the idea that Amazon is making it easier to harvest more personal data that could potentially be exploited as part of a tech-enabled system of social surveillance and control. Think China's social credit score linked to your biometric data. And just imagine what could happen if that information leaks to the dark web, as with the 73 million user accounts from AT&T that have just turned up on the dark web. You don't even need to believe in end times Bible prophecy to see how this kind of thing could be really, really useful to a future global government. Coming up, equity in engineering. Please, save us. 5 and 10 continues after this.
We want to make sure that you know how you can get your copy of this incredible new book in the Summoning the Demon Super Collection. This amazing collection includes Dr. Thomas Horn's final book, Summoning the Demon, Artificial Intelligence and the Image of the Beast, that reveals how tech singularity will bring an all-powerful artificial mind to life. The trigger event that will make 666 the mark of the beast mandatory overnight. What the future of a marked society will look like. The new face of transhuman supernatural warfare and how Christians must prepare for what is coming. But this incredible collection also includes, for a limited time, the brand new Dr. Thomas Horn Definitive Skywatch TV Collection. This unimaginable and historical TV anthology is valued at $99.95 all by itself. It contains a total of 96 episodes, over 45 hours of content on 8 DVDs, and is not available anywhere else or online, and includes classic series like Zenith 2016, The Milieu, Belly of the Beast, Saboteurs, The Wormwood Prophecy, The Messenger, Zeitgeist 2025, Legion, and more. but we're still not finished. You'll also receive Trajectory, Tracking the Approaching Tribulation Storm. This unprecedented masterpiece by legendary authors Dr. Thomas Horn, Terry James, Tim Moore, and others provides in-depth analysis of emerging topics like pandemic tidal waves, catastrophic weather changes, Mideast malevolence, and so much more. This unprecedented collection, sold separately, holds a retail value of over $140. Yours now for your donation of only $39.99 plus shipping and handling. So don't delay. You can scan the QR code on your screen right now using the camera app on your phone for instant access to this special collection. You can also visit us at skywatchtvstore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the Summoning the Demon Super Collection now.
Item number one today, equity in engineering. Yes, STEM classes are hard. Science, technology, engineering, mathematics. They're supposed to be hard because they're used to do very important things like design buildings and airplanes and bridges and stuff like that. But a second-year engineering student at Princeton recently argued that since everyone's high school experience is not the same, Princeton must implement equity-oriented solutions to correct the situation. The young lady, Yushua Guffer, wrote an op-ed in the Daily Princetonian, quote, "While the university's high standards of excellence and fast-paced environment may be valid goals to strive for, not all students are able to keep up with the pace," end quote. Yes, because we are not all created equal, at least in terms of ability. But her solution isn't that those who are having trouble work harder, buckle down, study, or perhaps spend a year or two at a community college before taking on the challenge of attending Princeton. No, she believes Princeton must accommodate those who are having trouble hacking it. Quote, "Princeton needs to reevaluate the difficulty of the STEM introductory courses and implement equity-oriented solutions that directly address the different levels of student preparation. After all, the level of academic rigor at Princeton can only be truly effective if all students are first able to work on a level playing field," end quote. Yes, again, that is true. You want to get to that level playing field? It's on you to study, work hard, and bring yourself up to the level needed. No, don't bring the difficulty level down, because I don't want to be the guy driving across the bridge designed by a DEI hire at the engineering firm. If you can't do the math, please don't design the airplane. SkyWatch TV's virtual conference, Countering the Darkness, continues. You can still sign up and get 90 days access, 24 presentations, including the final presentation by Dr. Tom Horn. Also, as a free bonus, all 6 feature-length SkyWatch Films documentaries. You can find out more and sign up for instant access for 90 days at DefenderConference.com. DefenderConference.com. Speaking of Tom Horn, he was very early in warning about the dangers of artificial intelligence, what he called GRIN technology or grain technology, genetics, robotics, artificial intelligence, nanotechnology, and how that might be used to give life to the image of the beast. Joe Horn, Allie Anderson have picked up Tom's last manuscript, and the book is out very shortly from Defender Publishing called Summoning the Demon. That's Elon Musk's characterization of building in autonomous artificial intelligence. Watch the program now, skywatchtv.com. It's where you'll find all of our video content. You can also find it at Roku or Apple TV, our Rumble channel, rumble.com/skywatchtv, or our mobile app, which bypasses the gatekeepers of big tech. Don't let them get in between us. Get the mobile app, which brings all of our video content right to your smartphone or tablet, whether it's iOS, Android, or Amazon Kindle Fire. Phone or tablet, we've got links to the app stores for the app that's right for your device at our website, skywatchtv.com/app. In just over a month, we'll be heading for Israel on our solidarity mission. Sharon and I leading a small group, maybe 24 people, heading to Israel to bear witness to what's happened over there since October 7th. This will be safe and secure. We'll be in Jerusalem for each night, but we will travel down to the Negev, see a couple of the communities that were attacked on that day, have a barbecue with IDF soldiers, go to Hostage Square in Tel Aviv, see the exhibit based on the Nova Music Festival, that music festival on the border with Gaza that was overrun by the Hamas terrorists on that day. We'll also visit the important sites you want to see in Jerusalem: the Mount of Olives, the Temple Mount, the Western Wall, the historic locations of the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ. You can find out more at our website, gilberthouse.org/travel. That's gilberthouse.org/travel. And we pray we see you in May in the Holy Land. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.